tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 4th of September, 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I am very pleased to say today we will not be discussing Brexit. We do have back with us revisionist historian Carolyn Yeager from carolynyeager.net. Carolyn, how are you doing today? Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Sven.
Excellent. Thanks. Excellent. And we've got a good topic to discuss today, I think. When we were last talking, you did make mention of the AfD and the elections in Germany, where we hoped they were going to do very well. I still think they did do very well, but the elections were actually held over the weekend. So I'm hoping you're going to be able to tell us all about that. The elections in Brandenburg and Saxony, I believe they were.
Yes. And of course, they're only in two states, but it's very key, you know, because this is where the AfD has its strongest support. In these two states, specifically, Brandenburg and Saxony. And Brandenburg is the one that surrounds Berlin. So Berlin is in the center of it, and Berlin is a separate a political entity, just like kind of like Washington, D.C., I guess. So there we have, again, high hopes and polls showing, oh, this, it might be possible for the AfD to win, you know, outright the plurality to get the most votes. Nobody ever gets a majority. And, you know, really shake things up. Well, a few days before I was, you know, thought, well, here it is finally. I follow this pretty closely and I care about it a lot. And, but I thought, you know, it's always that same way and they never come up to that result. So they're probably not going to do as well as it's been touted that they could. And in fact, the polls already right before like on Saturday, I guess, or something, we're already not showing that they were showing them in second place, showing the AfD in second place to the ruling parties in each state. And that's what it turned out to be. But they did, they're very strong second. So the more I've looked at this, so when the results came in, I thought, well, I was telling myself, don't get your hopes up, you know, and so you won't be disappointed. So I didn't. I thought it probably won't do as well as they say, and, you know, we'll be disappointed somewhat. But of course, there was no way they were going to do badly, but they weren't going to do that good. So that's the way it turned out. So I was, you know, reading about it, and I thought, well, you know, that there's nothing to be ashamed of here. They are showing up very strongly. And the more as a few days have gone by and I've been reading whatever is written about it that I can find, and you know, I feel pretty good about it. And I think the ruling class is concerned, but they know how strong they are. They know their power, so they feel like they can, very much like is going on with Brexit and the forces that are trying to prevent a Brexit from taking place, that they know that they can probably win the day, even though there's strong forces against them. So this is where it stands. And as a matter of fact, as the results kept coming in from the first result that they give from the exit polls, AD AFD inched up just a little bit, and the ruling parties fell back. Now, it was in Brandenburg, the state that surrounds Berlin, that the AFD was supposed to do best, and they thought they might get the most vote, which would be crazy, because let's remember the AFD is only, they call it a 4-year-old party, five-year-old party, because they were first in the elections in 4 years ago. So, but the ruling party in Brandenburg has been the SPD, the Social Democrats, which have fallen so badly all over Germany. They're just so weak today. They're in the coalition government with the CDU, the Christian Democrats, for the nationwide. But they keep, they're losing votes in these elections, something terrible. And so they ended up with only 26.2. These are the preliminary official results. I don't know how long it takes to have the official results, but they probably won't change much at all. And this is 26.2 is all they got, which is the lowest they've ever gotten there. And the AfD got 23.5, so that's less than 3 points below. So when you look at the DW and Der Spiegel and so on, where they show these bar graphs, and they have the lines going out, the bars going out, and boy, I mean, the blue bar for the AfD is just right behind the red bar for the SPD, and then the Christian Democrats, which is Merkel's party, are not so strong in Brandenburg, and they came in third, and only 15.6%. So the AfD is way ahead of the CDU there, and then the left, which is always the left party, which is the former Communist Party, has always done well there, and it's at 10.7. Well, the Greens, unfortunately, I hate those Greens. They did better in the East than they've ever done, because they're really surging in Germany, and they were at 10.8. So just, slightly above the left party, or you might say even with them. And then the other two were way down. So, and I'll just go through what happened in Saxony real quick. There, the Christian Democrats are the strongest party, have been traditionally. They got their lowest percentage of the vote that they've ever gotten in Saxony at 32.1%. And then the AfD, which was third, has now come in second at 27.5. So that is just less than 5 points behind the CDU. So that's hard for them to take. And then the next highest in Saxony is, again, the left, which is strong in the East, the former Communist Party, at 10.4. And right behind them at 8.6 is those Greens, again, which were never that high in that part of the country. So what is two newer or younger parties surging against these old traditional, the old ruling parties for ages, the CDU and the SPD. The SPD in Saxony was only at 7.7, and that's a scandal for them. They're very ashamed. That's tremendously low, even in, where they're not the strongest. But they should be fairly strong in Saxony, but they've just totally lost out. The Saxons have just turned away from SPD, and they're voting for the AfD and the Greens. And it's funny because the AfD is, you know, considered far right, and the Greens are left. So they've turned some of them to the Greens, you know, as their left representative. They probably the Social Democrats have lost to the Greens, but mostly the gainer has been the AfD, which is far right, but still is populist and represents the people. And the people feel that the AfD is going to, you know, do more for them, even, you know, working class people and so on. Former left-wing voters are doing that. So underneath the statistics, you know, there's concern that things are changing and shifting, and the traditional order in Germany is weakening pretty badly, and they're not making this right moves to counteract that. I don't think they are personally. You know, whatever Merkel and her party and this new cramp Karen Bauer, who's the new head of the CDU. That's the same old ideas. Here's two things that are very important. The other parties, led by the CDU, as again, the ruling party throughout all of Germany still, has asserted that they will not work with the AfD. And in Germany, as in Britain, you end up, well, not as much in Britain, but you end up having to have a coalition government because there's enough, with enough support that you can't get a majority any other way. So now they need, usually they only need one other party. But now in these two states, they're going to need, whoever won is going to need two other parties, if not more, to make a majority coalition government. And that's a, so they won't cooperate. They won't bring the AfD into their government coalition. They've proclaimed that. The AfD is saying they're going to have trouble and they need to consider bringing us into the government because, you know, we are strong and the people have voted for us. You know, they've got, average, one quarter of the population behind, you know, behind them. And so their argument is that these so-called democratic parties and so-called great democracy of Germany are being very undemocratic. They're denying democracy by saying they're not going to work with the people that a quarter of the population is supporting and has voted for, to run their government. So that's very good. You know, I mean, that works out very good, very well for them. And that's what I thought that right away. And then, first thing off the bat, I read that Alice Weidel, the one of the Bundestag leaders of the AfD, had made that very argument, said that very thing right away, that these parties are not being democratic as they claim to be, and they're not. That isn't democracy. Democracy is the vote of the people, and so. So there's good news there. Of course, these are just, again, the point is made, and it's true that these states in the East are smaller population states. So they, you know, they're not as influential as the bigger population states in the West, where the Greens are, you know, the ones who are really coming ahead. The AfD too, but, the AfD has a harder time. Their area, you know, I mean, these states in the East are their strongest states, and that they didn't win outright, you know, it would get the most votes is not, you know, anything to cheer about. So they have that. They wanted to. They hoped to. That was the goal, of course, but didn't happen. But still, there's a lot of good that took place. So that's my assessment there, Sven. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of cause there for optimism. As you say, they were only not first place by 3 points in one of those and 4 points or 5 points in the other. I mean, that's really, really close. Amazingly close when you think, as you say, they're just a new party. And another thing I think that's positive about this is, Saxony and Brandenburg, apparently they're fairly rural states. Apparently the people there, they've sort of been left behind by Western Germany, which is seen as a richer place. And normally that would be the sort of people that the communists would target, you know, the disaffected working classes, workers of the world unite and fight back against the rich. And the people have turned away from the communist groups. They've turned away from the left party and they're turning towards populism. And they're realizing that nationalism is the only ideology that really does look after the people. So I think that's another positive side to it as well there. I mean, it's amazing. Do you think that they've only been going for 4 years and they're now the official opposition and they very, very nearly actually won that plurality? You know, it's been played down by the BBC. RT had a pretty unbiased report on it. Obviously, it's being played down by the German newspapers, but I think it's really a big win there to think they're in the opposition. I mean, that's the equivalent of them being the Labour Party in Britain, you know, and to think that in being the opposition, they've got twice as much pretty much as the other nearest parties. I mean, it's
very good. If you put the, let's say in, I'm looking at the Saxony. No, I'm looking at Brandenburg. Where the Social Democrats are still the largest party, barely. But they're so weak overall now in all of Germany. So they don't seem very threatening. But the Left Party and the Greens Party, if you put their two totals together, it's over 21%, whereas the AfD on its own got 23.5%. So therefore, still ahead of those two parties together. And they would be, to me, the two that the former, you know, the communist thinking people or the left thinking people would turn to. So along with the Social Democrats. So, the CDU is supposed to be conservative, which it's not anymore under Merkel, but they still call themselves that. And at least they're not as radical. Well, they're no good, you know, because this is like people, you know, in our movements. You know, if you're just lukewarm, if you're kind of you're not clearly this way or that way, you're just trying to sit in the middle and get along, you know, just attract the most people who don't want to be extreme in any way or whatever. You're not doing any good whatsoever. So it was a good article in Der Spiegel. Now we got to remember that Der Spiegel is actually a communist magazine. I mean, they're total left-wing and so on. But they cover things in more detail than I can get from Deutsche Welle, which is just puts out, you know, kind of the basic. They don't go into much depth. You know, the story that came out about the leader of the AfD party in Brandenburg, Andreas Kalbitz, he's kind of a shaved head or a bald head guy. I think some of these people don't have hair, so they shave what little is there and it looks, you can't tell. But the story came out just a few days before the Sunday's election. Which was that back 18 or 20 years ago or something, he went to some event that had Nazis at it, and somebody had put a swastika flag up somewhere and blah, blah. So, he's associated. They're always trying, well, they're doing this their best, and they do it all the time, to associate people in the AFD with National Socialism and with things that are outlawed in Germany, so therefore it's there, you know, illegal, and this person can't be. So he said yes, he went to that, but that was, you know, just he was young, you know, just a young guy, and he didn't belong to it. He never joined anything, and so on. So, but you know, they're trying. They do that in order, as we know, to just like they did with the video on Austria's Strache before the last election. There. They pull that out then and see what it'll do. But it turns out that came from Spiegel. I didn't really know because it had just happened and I didn't say where that originated. But it says here an ARD man, that's a German broadcasting company that is sponsor, you know, gets people in Germany have to pay. They're forced to pay money to keep certain broadcasters functioning. They're supposed to be working for all Germans, you know, some kind of national broadcasters. And ARD is one of them. And he asked about the Spiegel revelations of recent weeks about Kalbitz's, what they say, extreme right wing past, you know, stuff. So, you know, that's where that came from. It's so open and obvious in Germany. They try to hide it more in other countries. Same thing going on, but they're open and obvious about it in Germany because the Holocaust thing, you know, they say that, you know, because, of World War II and all our, guilt for that and all, you know, we have to have all these tough laws. And nobody was ever able to do anything about that. So, the AFD is following all the laws and all the necessary protocols and so on. And even though it has members, you know, who are a little more right, a little more extreme than others, like all parties do, they target those on the more extreme, and they keep saying, oh, if the extreme element takes over, then it'll all go terrible things for Germany. Oh God! They do all this, and you have to be so careful. So unfortunately, there is a really good woman. Just recently this happened too in a western state in Germany, who was the state AFD leader. She's an attractive woman, and she had said some things or done some things back in the past that they thought were too radical, too pro, National Socialist or something, or too right wing, and that they pulled that out and they made a big deal out of that, and the AFD ended up voting to expel her. I was so sorry to see that. You know, I mean, I would totally agree with her views, but these people in the party that are more right than others. Are being targeted all the time, and they're searching and searching for stuff in their past that they can pull out, and you can hardly say anything showed any favor for anything that's not, you know, that's considered taboo. So
maybe that works.
Have to be super careful. What?
You know, when we say that it really doesn't do any good denouncing people that aren't as far right as others, because they're always going to call you Nazis anyway. But maybe in this case, it has actually done the AFD some good, because they were going to be investigated by the special political police, weren't they? And they're not now. That changed, wasn't it? Didn't it? And they said, well, no, then we're not going to investigate them. They're not breaking the Constitution. So I'm just thinking the tactics.
I think I think you're right. You know, it's disappointing. We'd like to see something more, muscular going on. And they're, of course, they are very open to Jewishness, and they want Jews in the party, and they support Israel. They have to do all that. They have to do it. Not everybody in the party likes that, but I just hope they don't get rid of all these too many people that are on the right. Now, the next thing to say real quickly is that the next state election from that area is at the end of October, and that's Thuringia. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know if Thuringia or Thuringia. That's the Bjorn Hoka's state, where he is the state party leader. And, you know, he has that. He has said a lot of things. He's a wonderful he's a wonderful German who is for, the real Germany, and he's walking on eggshells all the time, and they're after him. So Thuringia is supposed to do well for the AfD, but not expected to do as well as Saxony and Brandenburg. So it's just one level in further west. There's right west of Saxony. So that's coming up. So there'll be more of all of this, and they'll be after him. You know, and there's some people in the AfD that want him to be kicked out of the party because they think he just does so much damage. But I just hate for that. That to me, that's like giving in. Like even in any of our movements or whatever, in our own countries. That if you give in to every demand they make, you pretty soon you're done for. You've got nothing left. So
at least I would say that mm-hmm. They only seem to be responding to what the newspapers say. The newspapers will pick on somebody and they'll say, well, this guy's a terrible Nazi white supremacist, and then they will condemn him, but they don't appear to be sort of investigating themselves, trying to find people with links like that. And they do seem to be standing by the guy that they've got in Thuringia, because they're always going after him. And they have shown some backbone there, I think.
Yeah, Alexander Gowland does, and that's good. You know, I wanted to I think our time is about up, so I wanted to say something, bring something up, this shooting event that took place in Texas, up in the northwest part of Texas, the other day, and they're making as much as they can about it. It was seven people ended up dying so far from that, and a bunch of just the guy who got fired from his job. They called him a white man. But then they wouldn't give a name or a picture or talk about him. Well, it turns out, and you can find this .com. I can send you the link that you can use, URL. I don't know if you know that. I just learned this yesterday. This guy, his name is Seth Ator, and he's an Israeli Jew. Well, if his name is Ator, that's a very Jewish name. It doesn't sound, it sounds Israeli. So but he's been in the United States for a long time. So I don't know about the Israeli part, but he's definitely a Jew. There's a picture of him with this story, but it's the only picture I've seen. He's 36 years old. So, makes me wonder why even the police department in Odessa says, he said, I'm not going to give this man's name. I'm not going to give him any. You're not going to hear it from me. I'm not going to give him any attention. You know, it's kind of odd. Maybe just a coincidence, because this is the third one in a short time that suddenly they don't want to give any name or picture to the person who did it. And of course, we all want to know who it is, so that's just dumb to say that they're not going to publicize it. Anyway, he's not white. He's a, there's this. He's definitely a Jew, and yeah, that's the story there.
They'll be saying that he's got mental problems now. I mean, first off, they'll say it was a white man. They've started doing that on the BBC in Britain as well. And they never, ever said before it was a white man that carried out the shooting. They've always just said, oh, it was a man. But now they're saying, oh, it's a white man, sort of implying that it's because they use the word white, it's something to do with white supremacy or white nationalism. That's the sort of meme that they're trying to seed. But they've fallen flat on their faces there if it's turned out that the guy's actually a Jew. But I doubt we will hear much more about it.
Well, I think he could be a person with mental problems. I do believe these people have mental problems.
You're probably correct.
Except those who write manifestos and say why they're doing it. But even they, you could say, well, they have some mental problem because they've gone to such extreme lengths, which doesn't, if they thought about it, it doesn't do any good. They get caught up in these discussions, and they think they're going to make a point. It backfires on us every time, makes it worse. So
yeah, it's just hitting the enemy where he's strongest. It's not a very clever thing to do. Anyway, yeah, no. that's great news from the AFD there. Thank you very much for coming on today, Carolyn. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow, not with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, actually. He will be back with me next week. So I will be here tomorrow. God bless and hail victory.